Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is DJ Carmi of KPTR Behind the Music, and tonight we have with us K Diva of Duval. K Diva, first of all, I want to start out by saying thank you so much for coming on the show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
No problem. You know, we love to hear and talk to our female MCs because I really don't get a lot of female MCs coming through KPTR. I don't know why that is, but we do have to let the girls know that, hey, we're here for them too.
Right.
So we're going to get right on. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead. You're good.
We're going to get right on into the interview. And first of all, I want to ask you, have you always lived here in Jacksonville?
Oh, yes. I'm born and raised in Jacksonville, Florida.
Okay, so let's go back now to when you were a little or a child. When did you decide that you wanted to be a part of this industry?
Well, I don't know if I really chose to. It was just my family, we a musical family kind of. So we used to put on shows on the weekends or family functions, and that's just something that I fell into. So it's like I always wanted to grow, you know, in this business. So I'm really like trying to see where it's going to take me as a solo artist.
And I totally understand that. So even, all right, growing up, I know you say you're from a musical background, but who gave you the inspiration? I should have asked you that first. Who actually inspired you more than anything to want to be a part or want to do music?
That's a good question.
Right, could it have been a family member or somebody that's already in the industry?
Yes. It's a collection of people, you know, just growing up and watching like Whitney Houston and Mariah Carey and Missy Elliott and, you know, people like that. And I do also have a cousin that's, you know, prominent in the music industry as well. So it just, it motivated me to want to keep writing and wanted to keep bettering my voice and my vocals and, you know, my lyrics, just to let the people know what K Diva all about.
Absolutely. So there was a list of people that inspired you. Now I want to ask you, did you sing as well as rap?
Oh, yes, I sang and I rap.
Y'all hear this, right? The ones that are tuned in. Multi-talented. So
yeah.
It says here in your background, in your bio, it says you were the CEO of the movement BBC. Now, does that still exist?
Yes, it does. It's never going anywhere. Bio Business Committee, mm-hmm. You know, it's me, it's you, it's the lady down the street, it's the young man on the corner, it's everybody. It's people just. It doesn't matter about the money in your pocket. It's about the drive that you have in your heart and your soul. So if you're handling your business, you know, about business committee, that's all it's about.
Absolutely. And I love that. I really do, because a lot of people don't really understand that you have to have a love for your talent. Mm-hmm. And me personally, I'm the same way. I love my station, and I would do it for free. You know, if life would allow me to do that. So I see this as something that is your passion. So were you in any talent shows in your younger years? Did you showcase any talent then?
Yeah, I've done a lot of talent shows. I've done, like, school talent shows, plays. I know I've done some things at the Ritz. Here in Jacksonville.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I've done like the amateur night or whatever, but I've had a lot of opportunities as far as I've placed as well, also in like the talent shows and stuff like that. So, I'm not shy to big crowds or whatever.
Right. And also, along with you being an exceptional artist, you're also a hostess. This is what I was reading in your bio too. So you host events in all around Jacksonville?
Yeah, I host many events here in several clubs, nightclubs, for different promoters.
Okay, tell us
So,
about some of those events.
well, just coming out and turning up, because KD would like the party to turn up, have a good time, and I just like for my people to come out and show support, and also just to have a good time as well, just to unwind. So I've been at like Eagles Bar, I've been at Flavors, and numerous places.
Okay. Where was the last time that you performed? Where was that at?
The last time I performed, it was my birthday weekend. My birthday just passed. Capricorn World, it's the mixtape. So my birthday just passed January 6th. So
That's what's up.
I just had a performance at Bottoms Up.
Really? I think I've seen that. I believe you posted it somewhere and I
Yeah.
saw that. Yeah, well, we
It's
know that
crazy.
she's a host, so can you pack a club?
Can
Can
I
you turn
pack a
up at the
club?
club? Yeah, can you
Can
pack it?
I can. If they come
Y'all
out.
hear this, right? Because you will be allowed to put your information out there for people that may want to hire you or that could use your service. Because you can never have enough, hostesses in your pocket.
Right.
Now, you mentioning that you have a musical background already. Did that start where in church or who else in your family? I know you said you had a cousin that was in the industry, but how about, maybe your mom or father?
Well, my mother, she sang, but she can't sing. So she always had like music playing in the house. So she's musical, but she just, I don't know where I get it from.
Girl, you're crazy. But she sounds like me.
She
I
put me
love to
on
sing, but I can't.
the phone.
Well, that is awesome. You have a track out now. Has that single already dropped?
Yeah. It has already dropped. Damn bitch, damn bitch, however you want to say it, plain version. But it's already dropped. Video on YouTube. Check out my video
Okay.
channel, K Diva the Menace. But it's
That's what's
already
up.
out. It's doing well though. I'm getting a lot of reactions too on the single. We're just trying to, push it harder, get it all over the world, so.
And that's where it's supposed to be. And of course, we're going to be giving the crowd a preview of that tonight at halftime, and I'll let you introduce that. Now, with that being said, we deal with a lot of independent artists that are out there just trying. A lot of them are struggling right now. Is there anything that you could put out there to inspire them, to make them keep pushing on?
Well, yeah, the cliche of just keep pushing. Just don't let no one stop you from what you have planned for yourself. Because people are jealous, they can throw you off your track, you know what I mean? So just make sure you have what you want, where you want to be at in your heart, and just go for it. Don't let nobody stop your business.
And you're right, and for the ones that are listening right now, be careful because family could be your biggest letdown. The first thing we want to do is we start hiring family, and a lot of them don't know how to promote or produce.
All
But feel free to, reach out in your journey to people that actually can help you. Because I find too many times that a lot of artists, they don't want to let their family go because of their feelings, but a lot of times that family is what's going to hold you back from, you know, going to that next level.
Right.
You know?
I'll come
so
back
I'm
to
sure
get
you
it.
Probably. Go ahead.
I would tell them I'll come back and get them.
Absolutely. So,
I'll be back.
Right. So I know in this business, have you had that happen to you? I'm pretty sure you have. Have you had people
sort of.
That kind of like weigh you down?
Well, it's gonna be let down. It's gonna be let down like in everyday life, period. But as far as being like an independent artist, it's like double the let down because you independent. You know what I mean? So whatever that you want to get done, you have to do it yourself, basically. So my team is, you know, my fans, my listeners, my supporters, or whatever, my family. So I depend on, like, my people as far as just being there for me or giving me that support or, you know, coming to shows or bumping my CD, you know. You have to have somebody, but you also have to learn how to depend on yourself because it's your career, basically.
Absolutely. Nobody's going to take care of your career better than you.
Right.
Always remember that. Even with the mainstream artists, you know, looking at TLC, you see a lot of people hammer, you know, these successes, but they were flopped, which is sad because they didn't have the right people in line to help take care of them and help them, you know, continue to be strong and keep that support. So I agree with you 100% on that. Now, when you did go through your letdowns, what moved you? What kept you going?
Oh, say it again. Okay.
When you were going through, you know, any kind of letdowns or hard times, what made you keep pushing on?
The finish line, basically. You know, say God won't put no more on you than you can bear. So this ain't nothing. This is just foreplay to me. You just gotta. Say when you feel like you can't go no more, go a little bit more. So that's what keeps me pushing. It's nothing
I love
worth
the fact that you said that.
Yeah.
I love the fact that you said that. You have to keep on grinding. You know, a lot of times things are not going to happen overnight for you, but if you have that love for it, eventually it'll pay off.
Yeah.
But you just got to keep going, keep pushing. So right now we are pulling up on halftime. And we want to go ahead and share that single that you have out right now. And I want you to go ahead and introduce that single. And it is coming up next.
All right. Y'all know who it is. It's your girl, K-Diva, straight from Duval, BBC in the building. Y'all tune in. Turn up your radios to my single, Now Bitch, right here on Audio Radio.
Like soap for me to hop. If I was you, I wouldn't wanna
All right. You are listening to K Diva, Mayor Bitch, located here in Jacksonville, Florida. Welcome back to KPDR Behind the Music with your girl, DJ Carmi. And hey, that song was off the chain, Diva, I got to tell you.
I appreciate you.
You did your job on that. It's awesome. So make sure you guys listen out for that or tell them where they can pick that up. Hey, Diva.
Y'all can head to datpiff.com, search K Diva the Menace, Capricorn World Mixtape. You know, that's the hottest single on the mixtape. Well, most, one of the hottest singles. So, or you can hit me up at kdiva904@yahoo.com, and I got what you need.
All right, what about Facebook and Twitter?
All right, we got Facebook, K Diva. Twitter is DAEMCEEKD. That's the MCKD. That's on Twitter. So just hit me up.
Yes, right, y'all. So if you need an MC for your party or your event, call them a girl, K Diva. Or guess what? If you need a hostess to pack your club, you better find K Diva of Duval. I had to go ahead and plug you in. another thing I wanted to kind of mention so that everybody knows, I was reading a biography, of course, and it says that you kind of orchestrated or you helped start the first all-female cypher.
Well, not the first, one of them, you know, for BBC about business community. We have some of the underground female artists here in Jacksonville. It's called We Don't Broads. It's vital. Y'all can check that out on YouTube as well under my YouTube channel, K Diva the Menace.
Right, We Don't Broads, and that's we, and them is D E M Broads with a Z at the end. So go ahead and check that out. And hopefully, K Diva, you can go ahead and bring back some more MCs over to KPTR Party Train Radio.
Oh,
and to let the artists know that are tuning in, hey, we do cater to independent artists, and she happened to get an interview on our 7th year anniversary here at KPTR Party Train Radio. So we have been helping artists for 7 years strong, and we love them, and that's why they always keep coming back.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt. And so, Diva, what is your next project? What do you have coming up in the future?
Well, of course, more music. But January 23rd, catch a girl at Stark, Florida, at the fairgrounds, 2300 Temple Avenue. So I'll be there performing and, you know, some other artists from Duval as well. But it's going down January 23rd, Stark, Florida. Check out for the Diva. I will be there for the turn up, so let's get it.
That's right. You heard it here on KPTR Behind the Music, Ms. K Diva. And we so much appreciate you coming on the show and the inspiration part to other artists. I hope this does, or they listen to this story and kind of get inspired to do things even more harder than they've already been doing. You know, like I said, just don't give up, guys. Keep it moving. K Diva, is there anything else you want to put out there before we end the interview?
I just want to say stay true to yourself. Shout out to Blueprint ENT. Shout out to the Win Squad. Shout out to DJ Carmi for allowing me to, you know, come on here and just share my knowledge or my experience that I have here. So I appreciate everybody who support me and, you know, support Boss Music, whether it's male or female. So let's get it.
Absolutely. You guys heard that. And we thank you all so much for tuning in tonight. And don't forget to tune in every Monday for our feature shows on KPTR Party Train Radio. And to reach us, you can go to www.partytrainradio.com, or you can just hit me up on Facebook to find out more information about what we do and what's coming up next. You can locate me under DJ Space Carmi, which is C-A-R-M-I-E, and go and like the page, the Party Train Radio on Facebook. With that being said, I want to say one love to everybody else for tuning in, and thank you so much, Diva, for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
Yep. Deuces. Appreciate you.
All right. You're welcome. Peace out, everyone.
All right.